Okay, today we're going to talk a lot about seeds and life. And so, well, I'm going to read a passage from the Bible first, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Okay, so this is from a book in the Bible called 1 Peter. Okay, and it says this. You have been born again, like new life from a seed. Not a seed that will grow and die, but one that will grow and last forever through the living word of God that lasts forever. After all, people are a bit like grass. This is very similar to what Alwyn read this morning. People are a bit like grass, and their beauty and their glory are like wildflowers. But grass eventually goes brown, and flowers all die. But the word of the Lord will last forever. That word is the good news that you have heard about Jesus. So it's time to get rid of all the bad stuff we do, all the lying, the jealousy, the unkind talking about people. And when we say one thing but do another. Okay, and keep it on this verse for a bit. So, I'm going to give you some challenges. So this half of the room, right, I'm going to divide it down at Sue and Jane, right? So this half of the room, every time I say the word seed, you're going to go, okay, seed in a pot. Go on, do me your best. Ready? Seed. Very good. This half of the room, every time you hear me say grow, you're going to go, whoop. Okay, ready? Grow. Whoop. Very good. Seed. Grow. Whoop. Grow. Whoop. Seed. Very good. Okay, every time. Doesn't matter what point I'm making, I need to be interrupted with that. Okay, so we've looked at these plant pots. We've looked at the one that had the seed in it. We've looked at the one that has some grow. Very good. And we've just read that Peter says that this word of God is a bit like a seed. And that when it goes into our hearts, it's eventually going to grow into life that will last forever. Now, what's Peter talking about there? Well, he's talking about something that the Bible talks about a lot. And Jesus talks about it a lot. And this is something that we call the resurrection. Okay? And you might not have heard of this before, but the Bible talks a lot about the resurrection. And what that means is one day, God is going to raise everyone who has died ever back to life. They're going to come out of the ground. And Jesus says it's going to be like this. That those who believe in God, those who are going after him, will rise to a resurrection of life. And those who do not will rise to a resurrection of judgment or condemnation or punishment. So Jesus says everyone's going to rise from the dead. If you're right in God's books, then you're going to get a new body, a new resurrection body. And if you don't believe in God, if you still have sins on your account, then you're going to rise to be punished. And Peter is talking about this here by talking about seeds that grow in us. So, that was very good, Ed. You're going to catch me out on this. So, basically, there's going to be a ground that's just going to look dead, nothing going on, but one day, new life is going to spring out of it, and there's two ways it can go. It's either going to be life, or it's going to be punishment, okay? Two ways to come back. And then Jesus comes in, and he talks about this story, and he does something very radical. Because what Jesus did, and notice that Peter says that the word is the good news you've heard about Jesus. So I'm going to tell you the good news about Jesus. The good news about Jesus is we are all bad people. We are all sinners. We have all turned away from God. But God decided that he was going to come into our world and he was going to become like one of us, even though we're bad and he's good, and he was going to die in our place. So that through him, even though we're bad and he's good, we could be treated like we're good because he was treated like he was bad. And then having died on the cross and faced death, faced punishment, God raised him back to life so that everyone who believes in him can also be raised back to new life with him. And so Jesus is now the king of all the world. This is really good news. You couldn't ask for a better king. And so now we have this challenge. Are we going to say, yes, he's my king and I love him and I follow him? Or are we going to say, no, I want to be my own king or I want this to be my king? That's the challenge of Jesus, but that's the good news. And so if we put our faith in him, we will be raised back to new life. So that is the good news. And Peter says that this good news, this word, is like a seed. And look at what he says. This is like new life from a seed. Not a seed that will grow and die. I haven't given anyone the die sound. But one that will grow and last forever. Because it's through the word of God that lasts forever. Okay, so what he's saying is there's a seed, which is the word of God, which has been put in our hearts, which is going to grow, just like a plant grows. So I've got some questions for us. If you take that word of God, if you take that good news about Jesus, and you say, he died for me, he loves me, he rose for me, he's now my king, and I want to follow him all my life. That is like taking the seed and putting it deep in the soil of our hearts. So if you've taken that and you've put it deep in your heart, then the question is, what can I do to help that seed grow? Very good. See, when Janice gave me this pot with a seed in, she said, don't put it outside because it will grow too quickly. Because I need it for Sunday. She said, so keep it inside. Now, the thing is, what she was saying there is that there's good things you can do to help the seed grow, and there's bad things you can do to help the seed grow. And so if God has put a seed in our hearts, what can we do to help it grow? This is good fun, isn't it? Well, if the seed is the word of God, then one of the really good things we can do is read the Bible and take it seriously. Okay, so let me ask you, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult, whether you're old, anything in between, do you make reading the Bible an important part of your life? Because if you say, well, I take the good news of Jesus and it's planted in my heart, then that should be something that you regularly do. You want to read it because it's going to help grow the seed. Come on, guys. But more important than that is, are you listening to what it says? Because the Bible says, don't just be readers of the word or hearers of the word, be doers of the word. So it's no good saying, oh, well, I've read my Bible for half an hour every day, if it still makes no difference, if you're still not wanting to apply it. So one of the ways you can help that seed grow is by reading the Bible and taking it seriously, thinking to yourself, this is God's word to me. This is something that God wants me to take seriously. And some of the things that come with that sound very easy, but they're very difficult. So, loving one another all the time. Kids, let me ask you, if you have siblings, or if you have friends at school, or if you have people that you fall out with, can you say that you are committed, that you really want to love them all the time? I'm not even going to address the adults on that one because I know full well what the answer is. So loving one another is something that the Bible tells us that we need to do. Loving and obeying God. Jesus says that the most important thing the Bible tells us to do is love God with all of our heart and all of our strength. And then there's other things we can do, like what we've done this morning already. If you want to help that seed grow, singing and worshiping God is such an amazing way that we can do that, because we're not just reading words on a screen. We're putting into practice, we're letting it feed our mind these good things about God. So that seed starts off as just a little message about Jesus that goes in the heart. But it will grow to a resurrection. Oh no, I'm jumping ahead. Forget that. We're going to come back to that in a minute. Forget it momentarily. So then we can ask, well, what doesn't help it grow? So do you want to give me some ideas? Logan, what do you think doesn't help the seed grow? Yeah, that's very right. Giving it no food, that won't help a seed grow. What about the seed in our heart, the message about Jesus? What doesn't help us live for God? Any hands up? Yeah, Orlando. We do have to love other people, so what doesn't help it grow is not loving other people, absolutely. Yeah? Anyone else? Adults can put their hands up too. Not feeding it, so yeah, not reading the Bible or praying or singing, those kind of things. Okay, go on, Samantha. I saw your hand up. Amos, do you want to answer by proxy? Okay, well, we can find out afterwards. Yeah, Orlando. Lying, absolutely. That's a really good way that we can help it not grow. So let's look at what Peter says. Peter says, if we want to help the seed grow, come on, guys. If we want to help the seed grow, then it's time to get rid of all the bad stuff we do. All the lying. What's lying? Someone give me a definition of lying? Yeah, Logan. Lying is, it is bad stuff, yes. Yes. When you're not telling the truth, when you know that you're saying something that isn't right. Jelly said to me this morning, it's when you say something that's not real life. I like that. That's very good. Thank you, Sophia. Unkind talking about people. That's not going to help the seed grow. Jesus tells us to love each other, not be unkind to each other. When we say one thing and do another. Now, this is a big word. Who knows this word? Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, yes. Hypocrisy is the word that Peter uses here, and it means when you have a mask on, when you say you need to do this, you don't do it yourself. Yeah. So Peter says, stop being hypocrites. We need to get rid of lying, jealousy, unkindness, hypocrisy. These things do not help the seed grow. These things don't help the seed grow. Very good. These are like putting a seed in some soil and then chucking it out the window somewhere. Or covering it in poison. These things don't help it grow. But if we do want to see the seed grow, and we don't want to feed it the bad stuff, then the promise that the Bible gives us is, look at this. You've been born again like new life from a seed, not a seed that will grow and die, but one that will grow and last forever. So it's going to grow into that resurrection body that God has promised to us. So one day, it could be 50 years from now, it could be 10 years, it could be 1,000 years, it could be 50,000 years. One day, God is going to raise everyone up from the ground. And if you find yourself in Jesus with a new body, that body is just a plant that grew from a seed that you take now. Yes, Logan. Okay. So, you notice how with this one, I remember when I grew my own plants a few years ago, it looks like nothing for so many days. It just looks like a bunch of soil. I mean, I don't know how everyone guessed it was the grey pot. Was it because I gave it to Pia? I don't know, maybe. The point is that it looks like nothing's going on, and then one day it just comes out. It just pops out of the ground. And I quite like that way of thinking about the resurrection. We're going to be just dead bodies in the ground. Nothing interesting. And then one day, we're going to pop out to new life because of Jesus. So what does that tell us? Well, even when you can't see what the seed's doing, it's always doing something. Should we do that again? That was very good. Even when you can't see what the seed is doing, it's always doing something. It's growing roots. It's growing roots which keep it stable, so that when it pops out, it can be standing firm. Okay? So I really like this analogy. Let's think about it like this. Right now, my heart is like a bit of soil. And God's word, the message about Jesus, has been popped in my heart like a little seed. And right now, there's no plant that's jumping out the top. I'm just still ordinary soil. There's nothing special about me. But what God's word is doing is it is growing roots throughout me. So that one day after I'm dead, the seed that's in me can't die. I'm going to be in the ground and then I'm going to grow out. Because the roots in me are good now. So that's why we need to be very, very, not careful, passionate about loving God, about obeying God, about loving one another, about reading the Bible, about praying together. It's not just because, well, these are good things that we need to do and you need to look more moral, you need to look better. It's about, I want this seed to grow. I want to see the life that comes from that. So, it's very simple. Let me just state how simple it is. There's a seed and it will grow. You can help that seed grow, or you cannot help that seed grow. One of the things that me and Evangeline like to do before we read the Bible at bedtime is that we pray, God, please grow the seed that's in our heart through your word. Why not just make that your prayer? Every time you sit down with your Bible, just say, God, please grow the seed that you've put in my heart. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you. You don't have to do the sound effects anymore. We thank you for the seed that you've given us through the message of Jesus. And we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you will help it grow to new life. We look forward to the day where we will stand with new bodies, with Jesus face to face, to enjoy you forever and ever. Help us to grow roots ready for that day now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shimona and the band, would you like to come and we can grow that seed now as we sing and worship God?